Dunavant is a family-owned business that has the knowledge to ensure global and domestic shipping practices are efficient and effective. Dunavant generates supply chain proficiency with outstanding, attentive, and expedient customer service. For more information, visit dunavant.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to Transmission here on FreightWaves. My name is Sebastian Blanco, and as you can tell, I'm in a different location. I'm here this week at the ACT Expo in Long Beach. It's a big convention for the trucking industry. A lot of green things happening here this year, as it has been in past years, with electrification, with hydrogen, lots of different kinds of vehicles, from refuse trucks to delivery trucks, all kinds of stuff that we're going to be learning about over the next few days here in California. But for right now, we're going to get into detail the things that are happening with Nikola. And to do that, we have with us Pablo Kozener, who is the president of Nikola's Energy and Commercial Division. Pablo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Excited to be here in Long Beach for the ACT Expo and to have exchanges with customers and suppliers, partners of all types. So great to be with you, Sebastian.
Yeah, we're in the same physical location, but you're somewhere else and I'm here because we're recording the session. So we wanted everyone to get a nice, clean audio and visual feed of us. Look forward to seeing you on the show floor later today. I've been following Nikola for quite a while. It's at this point in the, you know, sort of the green transportation world, it has kind of a long history. Can you give us a brief sort of, you know, 60 second review of the company itself, and then we can get into some of the news, and you can just lead right into things that are happening here at the expo.
Sure. Nikola is a company that has a business model, is putting forward two types of electric-driven semi-truck platforms. One is a battery electric with about a 350-mile range, and then the hydrogen fuel cell truck that has and will have a 500-mile range running on hydrogen powering the fuel cell. And the company is also established an energy group that is responsible for all infrastructure on both to support both of these platforms, whether it be electrical infrastructure, charging for the battery electric truck, and a pretty significant focus on building the hydrogen infrastructure through partnerships required in order to have hydrogen at key locations for customers so that when those trucks go to market, there's fueling available. And so the unique thing about Nikola is that it truly has an integrated approach to market in an area that's extremely progressive. And we have great people that are making progress every single day towards these objectives.
And here at the ACT Expo, I believe you're showing off at least one of your trucks for the first time. Is that correct?
We have our fuel cell truck, the alpha version of it. So it's an early version of what will ultimately be produced at the end of 2023. It is a working fuel cell truck. It has been in a demonstration in support of Anheuser-Busch with a company called Biagi, and it has performed. It has exceeded expectations, and we're just so happy to be able to showcase it at the expo. We're very proud of it, and we think it's going to be a great truck as we go into commercial production in 2023.
And so, I mean, this show is all about the supply chain, about the production, not only of greener vehicles, but also how those things get made. Is that being built in Arizona? Is that's the facility that's being ramped up to produce these vehicles, correct?
That's correct. So for North America, Nikola's plans are to manufacture the trucks and do a lot of the assembly of those trucks in Coolidge, Arizona. For the European market, we will produce trucks through our joint venture with Iveco in Ulm, Germany.
Okay, and that sort of, you know, build it where you're going to sell it mentality is certainly something we're seeing with lots and lots of EVs and other vehicles these days. I think the last few years have taught us a little something about how to produce things, maybe mind towards how the global supply chain might react in different ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how you're able to address scale and markets and obviously manage cost.
Yeah. What else can you tell me is sort of bubbling up in the Nikola world? I mean, you know, conferences come and you can make an announcement, you can show off things. But you guys just had some announcement about orders for this coming year. You had the idea of like going into production. I know the company's put out releases about that. What other sort of things are in the news for Nikola that you're sort of excited about that people can know if they're hearing you for the first time or remembering you for the first time in a while? What can they sort of look forward to seeing in 2022 for the rest of the year? That you'll be announcing, you'll be working on?
We think we're going to be announcing more orders for the battery electric truck. And certainly as we get closer to the launch of the fuel cell truck, that will play out the same way. We have we've already started commercial operation of the battery electric truck. 11 have been sold so far of that because we just started late last month, right at the end of last month, shipping these trucks. And we have a lot more on the books here to deliver to customers, especially with the California Hybrid Vehicle Incentive Program, where we're able to get vouchers. Well, we're in the process of trying to secure vouchers. There's a process that needs to be followed for 130 plus trucks that have purchase orders tied to those. And we're excited to be able to get those finally qualified by California and then deliver to customers. And then there are letters of intent and purchase orders that will follow that. So that's for the battery electric truck itself. You can't sit in any discussion with a customer on a battery electric truck with ultimately having one on the fuel cell side. And so we're seeing great interest as we introduce the battery electric truck in what will become opportunities for fuel cell trucks. And we have some sizable opportunities there already. You can also expect announcements on the energy side with specific locations for fueling stations and hydrogen production hubs. We're constantly working on partnerships and offtake for hydrogen that will be critical in order to deliver hydrogen at a target cost to the stations. And so you can expect to see progress on those goals. We continue to work on dealer coverage and to ensure that we have best-in-class service and support, and obviously the sales that comes with that. And we think we have a great dealer network being built. I think it's pretty remarkable that a company like Nikola, that you know is a quasi-startup now, has the type of dealer capability that we've been able to secure, and you can expect more to come in that area. Also, financing options for customers, we continue to work on that. And you'll hear a lot more about production and improvements on the trucks that will be continuous. So we have a lot going on. We have very clear objectives at Nikola in terms of what we want to accomplish. And we have a culture in the company that is very focused on execution. It is head down, execute, deliver on your objectives, do it with great humility, but with a lot of passion. And we have great people. And that's why you're seeing Nikola really deliver on its commitments and making progress. We think we have great trucks. And the feedback we're getting from customers is beyond expectations. And so we're going to continue to work hard to make sure that continues.
It does seem like there's quite a bit of work to do. Obviously, you said you're still kind of in a startup phase. You talk to any of the electric vehicle startups, I'm thinking of passenger cars here. They get started. They get some money, they realize how big the problem actually is, they reconfigure, they keep moving forward. I see a similar thing happening with Nikola. One of the differences with you and some of these, you know, EV startups like a Lucid or previously a Tesla, things like that, is you're working with two different powertrains. As you mentioned, the battery electric truck, the hydrogen truck. As you are thinking through these things and how to get these vehicles into, you know, customer hands, because they're the new energy type of vehicles, and this is a little bit more on the hydrogen side than the electric side, but it's still a very important electric side, I'm guessing you're also talking with them about how they're going to recharge their vehicles / refuel their vehicles. But you're also, if I remember correctly, and maybe this has changed since last time I sort of looked into it, but Nikola is working on its own network of hydrogen fueling stations throughout the U.S. on certain routes, right? So you're talking to customers about who might buy them. You're also then be able to use that information to think of where might you put the stations. Can you talk a little bit about that dance you're doing? Because in this situation, Nikola is both the chicken and the egg, right? You have to make both of them appear at the same time. So how does the company think that through on the inside of like, okay, we know we're going to send, we hope we're going to send, let's say 30 trucks to this company. They're going to want to go there. So we should put a station here. Is that kind of how it works, or is it a little more broad and holistic than that?
No, there's a very deliberate strategy involved in how the stations come into play for customers. We look at favorable economics. Is an early day. There are locations that are more preferred in order for us to be able to meet the total cost of ownership requirements that will make this solution attractive to customers. So places like California, Canada, which we recently announced a collaboration with TC Energy for a large production hub in Crossfield to serve Alberta and surrounding areas and other places. We look at these locations that have favorable regulatory incentives, potentially legislation that starts to require a convergence to electric drive or zero emissions. We look at density of opportunity and certainly customer interest for this type of technology, which feeds off all of the above. And so we start to plan our energy infrastructure and marketing efforts together so that we can approach customers and offer the truck with the energy infrastructure that is required, and most importantly, tied in to a total cost of ownership that makes sense for the customer. And that's what we think is absolutely key. And not to mention the service support to ensure that uptime requirements are met and that parts are available. And so customers, they absolutely need a holistic solution. And that's what makes Nikola, that's ultimately what differentiates the company. We don't just sell a truck, nor do we just put a station on the ground. What we do is we take an integrated approach. We talk to customers. We look at routes that make the most sense. Certainly, if there's a customer that has an opportunity to acquire at scale, then we could certainly plan around their operations. But we're also thinking about what other customers get added on to routes that are the early day routes that are established. So we have a very detailed strategy that is constantly evolving in terms of how we bring this to market. But ultimately, we're obsessed with making sure that we are talking to the right customers and making our investments in the right way, in a coordinated way, to make this all work. And as we put stations out in the marketplace, our idea is for those stations not just to serve the Nikola branded trucks. Those are open network stations. We want to make hydrogen widely available for heavy duty transportation because we understand the importance of facilitating the entry of these types of vehicles into the marketplace. That helps everybody and obviously helps us with the investments that are made. So these stations are meant to be very competitive for the heavy duty transportation market and certainly to serve our ability to market our Nikola branded trucks.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I brought up the idea that you're working with two different kind of refueling situations, recharging refueling situations that, you know, in order to get your trucks out there more, it's beneficial to have, is unlike a you know, let's say a company making diesel trucks, they don't need to worry about setting up diesel gas stations. Those already exist. What you're doing is you're now not only worrying about getting the components, the materials to make the vehicles, but also now adding on to, okay, we need to get all the components to make these refueling stations. And you have to worry about the supply of hydrogen. You talked about that in a little, like, you know, you hinted with the Alberta partnership there. But can you tell me a little bit about any supply chain hiccups that are happening to Nikola? Because your mission is so broad here. You're not just focused on truck, you're focused on the vehicles plus the other things that go with it. So can you sort of put into any sort of context how much bigger that supply chain problem is because you're working on so many different things, or would you categorize it more as like, well, it's just all part of the same challenges that everyone else is going through here in 2022?
Well, certainly, I mean, we're impacted by global supply challenges like anybody else. That's a significant problem impacting every industry. I would say that for us, we've been working so long to establish our first hubs in Arizona. Now we announced the one in Alberta. We have a hub where we have a 20% stake in Wabash Valley Resource in Terre Haute, Indiana. These projects have been in the planning, certainly the one in Arizona and the one in Indiana, for some period of time. We've been working with suppliers on identifying long lead items so that we would be able to hit our timing targets. And that's the work that is being done now. Could there be issues in terms of certain components and piping? And of course, and then we just have to work through that. I will tell you, we work in three unique supply chain worlds. One is the energy side. There's a logistics piece of it. And then there's the motor vehicle side. And we have a great supply chain organization that is working tirelessly to deliver, and they're pulling off things that you wouldn't believe, and that's part of the ingenuity of Nikola. And I think that we're getting some help in the sense that people are seeing this company grow, and suppliers want to be a part of the growth of the company, and we're getting some help there. But of course, we have challenges, and of course, as we face those could have impact. But that's what we worry about every day, and we work to solve those.
I'm assuming you can't name names, but are there any stories, examples you can give of those things that your people working on these supply chain issues have pulled off? I think listeners usually love to hear some of the crazy things that are happening. I remember when the rate for, you know, container ships shot up 4 or 5-fold, you know, a year or so ago, whenever that was. And when people were starting to talk about the actual numbers, it used to be this cost 4,000, now it costs 20,000. That made it very obvious to people that something was different. So understanding maybe under some sort of limitation that you can talk about, any examples you have about a supply chain problem that was then solved in a creative way, like you just hinted at, would be great to hear stories of if you got any.
Yeah, I guess I have to be careful in terms of what we've been able to do. And I'll tell you, recently, one of the issues were semiconductor chips. And, you know, one day we were facing something at an incredibly high cost with low volume. And then, you know, the next day we were able to get a large chunk at a price that was much more reasonable. And how that team pulled that off, you know, that's just one more day at Nikola where a creative, hardworking team is able to solve for issues, just like on the battery cell side, just like on liquefaction components such as tanks, by working with suppliers and just being relentless and building strong relationships with suppliers and making them part of the team. So I guess I can't really get into some of these details, but I'll tell you that it's happening every single day. And just to go back to the infrastructure part, the battery electric charging infrastructure, while hydrogen seems that that's the bigger one to solve, when you start to think about charging heavy-duty trucks, which have 750-plus kilowatts on board of energy stored in batteries, and multiple trucks of that, you're looking at some pretty significant power requirements. And that's why Nikola is highly focused on working with customers on charging infrastructure, mobile charging trailers, which are temporary solutions or backup or available to travel with trucks on demos. And this is where the dealer network really comes in. And makes a difference because of their vast power experience and their ability to do power profiles, build microgrids for customers, help them with utilities. So there's just a lot that goes into this effort, whether it's solving a problem on the energy side or working through supply chain and certainly delivering a high quality truck. The way we do this is working with great partners. Nikola is a company that is built on the foundation of teamwork, collaboration, transparency, humility, quality, safety, and values-based work. And I think our partners, as they work with us, they see that. And that makes them work hard to make us all collectively successful. And I think that's why we're making progress and we're surprising people.
Yeah, we're in such an interesting era with people solving problems that the world keeps throwing in our faces, whether it's, we all know the situation, but it's, I understand you can't tell us the details. Someday, hopefully we can hear about these from all the, whether it's your company, other companies, like things that are happening right now, the ways people are solving problems, I think is pretty interesting. If we can go back to the idea of the plant in Coolidge, Arizona, I believe production began there back in March. If we were there now, what would we see? What kind of things are happening? How many trucks are moving through the system? Is expansion happening for future production lines? What does it look like out there, right now?
That's what's happening. We're putting battery electric trucks down the production line where we have started working on the development of the fuel cell truck. There are phases of expansion for the plant that we continue to invest in. Ultimately, we want to deliver up to 500 trucks, battery electric trucks this year. That's up to that amount is what we are focused on. And then in 2023, that's 11 that were when we declared ready for commercial shipment. Right at the end of last month, we shipped 11 to dealers that ultimately go to customers. And now more commercial ready trucks are coming off the line. And that's what we're focused on, is placing those into dealer hands to then deliver to customers and filling the orders that we have. Like I said, reference to the California HVIP program, there are orders tied to that, and there are more orders outside of that that we are looking to fulfill. And our job now is to take trucks that are under letters of intent or expressions of interest and convert those into purchase orders. The great news is that as customers drive the truck, they love it. And the feedback from drivers is incredible. And one company said that, you know, they use the truck to get great discipline out of their drivers, because if they don't show up on time or if they don't come to work, they lose their spot to drive the battery electric truck. And so they're getting great compliance because drivers want to be in a zero emission truck with a lot of room, great visibility, and something that has great acceleration. It makes their jobs, they're less worn out at the end of the day. And we all know the importance of having happy drivers, that engagement, the recruitment, the retention being as important as it is, and ultimately all the benefits that come with the truck in terms of from zero emissions to higher efficiency vehicles. So this is a great product. We're getting great feedback, and we just have to continue to deliver and drive great quality and great safety.
I think what you're saying, it reminds me, for years and years and years on the passenger electric car side, people have always said butts in seats sell cars, right? And that's a truism from the olden days when people got to experience, you know, more the horsepower, or whatever. But when it comes to EVs, it's particularly true. Once you understand what it can do, you become more open to it. It sounds like the drivers that you're working with, the companies you're working with, have the exact same experience.
I love talking to the drivers. That, you know, you have hard days, obviously, when you're trying to do things as progressive as what Nikola has taken on. This is everybody at Nikola is giving everything they have. There's a lot of passion and commitment. And I just love spending time with the customers and the drivers. It makes you come to work with more energy. It gives you purpose. Because those are ultimately the people that we serve on the motor vehicle side. And of course, having the energy infrastructure that's at the ready makes it all possible. And we are laser focused on making sure that customers are very happy people.
Yeah, and that's such an important part of this, because as you make the transition, and as we have the last few minutes here, can you talk about how they're seeing, you're talking about the electric trucks that they're able to experience now, how do you see hydrogen contributing to that driver appreciation, driver, you know, what their responses might be? Have heard maybe some of the people test driven it can give you some clues to what that'll look like?
Well, the platforms in terms of drivability are pretty similar. They're both cab overs based on the Iveco S-Way platform. Now, these are fully electrified, purpose-built trucks. And that's why I think the feedback has been so positive in terms of the vehicle itself. The difference will be in the longer range and the quicker turnaround times when you consider charging versus refueling. So our target time at maturity is below 15 minutes refueling time for the truck. Now, obviously, it'll depend on how much fueling is required. Drivers typically don't bring a truck completely empty. But what we want to do is facilitate a transition with hydrogen that is almost seamless to diesel, whereas battery electric trucks, even at faster charging rates, still, you have to plan for that longer period of charging. And for some customers, that works very well. They like to, those trucks will go out, come back to the terminal, charge during a break time or overnight, and they'll be ready to go. And if it fits their operational practice, then that works. The hydrogen truck, we shouldn't just think about it as distance, but also turnaround time. So can you run three shifts on a truck? And certainly lower the range anxiety that sometimes comes with a battery electric vehicle. So we think the hydrogen truck represents a very exciting opportunity, and certainly will be a lot closer to the diesel experience that drivers are and companies have today. And that's what we want to do. We want transitions to be seamless, and we want to match or do better. Ultimately, we want to be better from a total cost of ownership view than what exists today. We think that's possible because we think the maintenance savings will be pretty significant. We think that the digital platforms will unleash efficiencies that are not being realized today. And ultimately, the scale of all the supply chain for the electric drive and the hydrogen production will continue to improve and continuously cost reduce. So we think the future is extremely exciting. It's going to be a better quality of life for all those involved with the vehicle, and we'll be doing it with zero emissions of the vehicle, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's so great. We are unfortunately right out of time. I know you're excited to get to the expo. I'm excited to learn more about this. Everyone, you know, check out Nikola all over the internet, wherever you find things. Look for old episodes of the transmission email, or sign up for that for news in the future. We'll keep an eye on this for the rest of the year. And yeah, Pablo, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and enjoy the show.
Thank you, Sebastian. It's been a privilege. Thank you for letting me share some of the passion on Nikola, and we're working very hard. And so you'll continue to see great things come out of this company.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye, everyone.